With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inflation is just not going away. Higher energy and housing prices have raised overall U.S. inflation in December, a sign that the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target will likely remain a bumpy one. Overall prices rose 0.3% from November and 3.4% from 12 months earlier. The secrecy surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalizations due to prostate cancer surgery have set off a political firestorm. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network he's not alone in his belief that Austin should step down.
If you were to do a survey of the senior leadership of the armed forces, that you would find that that's a similar view. This is a stark world, a dangerous world. Our enemies are empowered by this, and Lloyd Austin should resign, if not be fired.
As a member of President Biden's cabinet, a key national security advisor, and a guardian of the use and maintenance of the country's nuclear arsenal, Austin gives up some personal privacy. Also at SRNNews.com, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropping out of the Republican presidential race, making the announcement Wednesday night it was not clear whether Christie would be immediately endorsing one of his rivals. National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Hahn says Monday will be the coldest Iowa caucus night in state history.
The coldest date of the caucus in history was 16 degrees for a high temperature, and this will definitely be the coldest day concurrent of the Iowa caucus that we've seen dating back to 1972.
But Republican officials in Iowa still expect strong voter turnout despite the cold weather. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows that anti-Semitism has surged in the U.S. following the Hamas attack on Israel back in October, but the Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates there were nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023. College campuses were a hotspot for anti-Semitic incidents. This is SRN News. Google has laid off hundreds of employees.
The employees worked in Google hardware, voice assistants, and engineering. And the layoffs follow pledges by executives of Google and its parent company, Alphabet, to reduce costs. A year ago, Google said it would lay off 12,000 employees, or around 6% of its workforce. In a post on X, previously known as Twitter, the Alphabet Workers Union described the job cuts as another round of needless layoffs and said the company cannot continue to fire our co-workers while making billions every quarter. I'm Donna Water.
Six-time NFL champion Bill Belichick has agreed to part ways as the coach of the New England Patriots. This brings an end to his 24-year tenure as the architect of the most decorated dynasty of the league's Super Bowl era. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.